Heading into week three, what do you want to get accomplished?
Better. I want to get a lot better. Again, want the execution to be second nature for our guys as we go out there. And really, we want to limit the missed assignments. You know, I think as we continue to get closer to the game, that's very important that we cut back on the missed assignment. I mean, because we're running the same plays over and over, and there comes a time where those have to slack down a little bit, you know. But that's really important. Our guys, something we address with our guys over the last couple of days is let's see if we can cut back on those.
Where's the progress of the defense right now from where it was at the start of the camp?
Familiar. I mean, I think with Coach Leavitt, he put everything in pretty much that first week, you know, and now that we're not installing anything, you're seeing guys lining up and just playing football and able to play fast, you know, just they don't have to think as much right now, you know. So but I think one thing I've been really impressed with is the communication amongst the guys. You hear them, and I know Coach always talked to him about communicating. It's so important in this defense that we communicate on all end. And we try to play the music as loud as we can so those guys can find a way. I want them to yell in their big boy voice, you know, to make sure everybody understands what's going on.
A lot of the players say from the moment Leavitt got here, he wasn't shy about expressing to them about how his lofty goals for this defense. Was that what was the conversation like when you were talking to Leavitt about coming here and taking over this defense? What was kind of his plan for you?
I told him we need a big time defense. I told him at the press conference, the first thing our president said, he don't know anything about football, but he know we need a defensive coordinator. So the pressure's on you. All seriousness, we talked about there's nowhere to go but up, you know, and we want a defense that's fundamentally sound and technically sound and play with a lot of passion, you know, and that's what he's all about. And we just feel like those things that win and those things that allow you to play good defense, you know, and it's not necessarily schemes, you know. If you're not technically or fundamentally sound, then the scheme doesn't even matter. So we stress that a lot with our guys, and we coach that every single day. And you're starting to see the improvement in them.
And are you going to grade it based on where the improvement was from last year, or is it just kind of, you know, this is your team, this is your defense, you're going to grade mistakes where you see them?
We're going to grade it as we see them. You know, we want to get better. I think that's each and every day. I mean, you heard me say it plenty of times, that you're either getting better or you're getting worse. No one stays the same, you know, and we want to get better, you know, in all areas. That's the goal of ours, and that's every single day. And if we can see that, then we know we're heading in the right direction.
How important is a healthy Justin Collins for your defense?
Very important. I think he's one heck of a football player, and I'm excited about him. You know, we didn't get a chance to see him in the spring, and I've seen a lot of him this training camp, knowing that he's going to help this football team out tremendously.
Jim was telling us that his biggest key to kind of a defensive turnaround was just finding enough players who want to be there and who want to see that happen. I assume everyone wants to see, you know, the defense succeed. So how do you kind of define that and define what you want to see from the defensive players?
Well, don't assume that. Not everybody likes doing that, you know. No, but you want guys that is important to, you know, and you see it. You see the passion that they have when they're out there, and you see the guys that is really frustrated when they don't have success. You know, those are guys you want on your side. You know, you can build something around them. Passionate, highly competitive, smart kids, tough kids. You know, and we're trying to find enough to be able to do that every single day, and that's what it's going to take, you know. And not everybody want to do that every single day, you know. So we feel like we have some guys on the team to do that, and each and every day we're seeing new guys step up as well, you know? So and I think a big part of this whole transition with our players is a trust factor, you know. And we got new coaches and learning to trust us, you know, and the same as coaches learning to trust our players. And I know for me personally, I've seen that trust grow a lot since the spring, you know, and I'm seeing it in training camp now where it's making a difference with our football team.
Getting deeper and deeper into camp, are you seeing guys embrace the suck, as you mentioned a few weeks back?
Oh, yeah. They have no choice, you know. They have no choice but to embrace it, you know. It's we're in it right now, and you can see it. And I always warn those guys about Freddie P. Soft. He's sitting on the fence looking for which one of those guys he want to come out and get. That one guy that comes out and say, oh, I don't know if I want to do it today, Freddie attacked him, and his days just go down uphill from there, you know. But it's the time of year, you know, guys want to go and play against others, but that's the part where we get better, you know. And it's not just about football. It's about coming together as a football team too, you know. And the more of us can that can embrace it, coaches and all, you know, the better it's going to be, you know, because while we're embracing the suck, we're embracing each other as well.
Are you getting a pretty good idea of guys that are going to help you this year, in particular freshmen that you're going to keep going and guys that you're going to redshirt?
I haven't thought about redshirting anybody right now. We're going to play our best player. We got some pretty good freshmen that's on this football team, and if they can help our football team in any kind of capacity, then we're going to play them. You know, we're going to redshirt. I mean, I think those days are kind of old school now. These kids are so much more developed than they were back in the days, you know. And but we're not going in saying we're going to redshirt anyone, you know. If our guys show us that they're not ready to help us win ball games, and we're going to do what's best for them and what's best for our program. But right now, there's no intention on redshirting anybody right now.
Is it becoming more and more clear, though, of what guys might need that extra year to get stronger, get bigger?
I would say right now. You know, I think after the end of this week, we'll have a better idea of where we want to go, you know, especially after another scrimmage, getting guys out there. But I've been impressed with a lot of freshmen. I think if there's anything, it's the guys up front on the O-line, where if there's anybody that there's a chance, it'll be there more than anything. But in all the other positions, it's wide open, you know, and it's fun to see.
Do you have any plans for the clips on Monday?
Yeah, I want to see it. Everyone talks about it and how it's going to be dark at 10 o'clock a.m. That's pretty amazing to me. I want to see that. That's going to be pretty cool. I'll make sure we're practicing that time so we all see that. That's pretty cool. How about that?
Willie, with Bob Stoops retiring, there's a need for a visor coach in college football now. How long have you been a visor guy, and do you want to take the mantle as the visor guy?
I've always been a visor guy. You know, it's pretty sharp. Nice and cool, and keep the top of my hair look cool. You know, I think the sun is kind of thinning out a little bit, so I might need to go cap. No, but it's kind of always, I don't like the other hat. They just, I think my head too big for those, you know, so. Like these. Bob Stoops, he had Lincoln Riley. He's a visor guy too. Yeah.
He got competition, yeah.
Yeah. Lane Kiffin's a visor guy too. There's quite a few of them
out there.
There's
a lot of contenders, yeah.
You got to win a championship though, I guess, to be on Stoops' level.
Thanks, Will.
Appreciate you, coach.